Riley Cooper split to the far side to Sean Jackson, looking for his first reception in the slot. Vic in the shotgun is back. He's looking. He is floating in, and it is caught by Zach Ertz inside the 10, down at the 8.
Hey, joining us right now on Eagles Game Plan, as he does every week, the head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles. And, Chip, let's take a look at some of these plays, because I thought there was a lot of good effort, good design, good execution on Sunday. But take us through this one here, this catch by Zach Ertz. You got 12 personnel out here, two tight ends. Tell us what you see here.
Well, they started playing 12 and a lot of man coverage, so everybody's kind of matched up. And then they were going to bracket with these two guys, our tight end and our running back. So we thought, just because of leverage pre-snap, we have an advantage. So our running back's going to can run to the flats. And then Zach is going to run a corner route for us, knowing that we've got leverage on the linebacker. Yep. And then Mike's got to put it in a good spot. And see, they did a lot of different things. Sometimes they played him high, and then sometimes they tried to cut the route. You just had to read it at the top of his drop and put the ball where it needs to be put.
So they're covering slot formations in this way with man coverage. So this guy right here, when you talk about leverage, Chip, also, that safety is going to have a hard time getting over there to cover that corner route.
Yeah, part of it is because Deshaun and Riley are over here, so the free safety is leaning to the two receiver side. So we knew that we had these two guys were probably more single covered than double covered. Zach does a great job early in his stem of attacking the linebacker. Usually when the receiver just kind of drifts like a banana, he can undercut it and squeeze him. If you watch Zach early in his stem, he kind of attacks the linebacker to kind of leave him back inside and then create separation, and Mike puts it in a great spot.
So he's still learning these routes, but that's a good vertical stem right there to kind of push
it. Real good vertical stem. You watch him kind of attack him right there,
yep.
And now he sets him up. Now it gives him an opportunity.
You get the separation there.
And that's what it is, and that's NFL open. In high school and college, that guy's covered. And in the NFL, that's about as big a window as you're going to get.
In this sequence, you get the interception by Kendricks, and then the very next play, you dial this one up. If you're going to call this play, you get one shot at it, and you guys execute this perfectly.
We knew when we got back over the 50, we were probably going to come back to this, and we had talked about it on the sideline, and then all of a sudden, Mike gave us an opportunity to put ourselves in a situation where we could take a shot at the end zone. It's right about at the right distance to get this play called. It's not a minus 50 call. It's not an inside. It's almost too close when you're inside the 20. So it was in a great spot. And I think
you need some real estate to go work
it. And I think the unique thing about this play is the Giants were not fooled. You know, they did a great job there. Again, they're in man coverage. He has him and he has him. You know, you're trying to get your tight end down the field that way and hoping he gets lost in the traffic on the play action fake. But I thought Mundy did a great job in terms of staying with coverage. But Nick made an unbelievable throw and Brent made an unbelievable catch.
I mean, it's off a bootleg fake. So you're really selling the run right here. Mm-hmm. And you're getting all this movement right here. And then you're going to drag Selleck across the formation, run on a wheel route. I just saw a couple things about this play. One was, I thought they sold it really well up front. And then Nick right here, he's got one chance to make this throw. I mean, you don't get a chance to do this over. You got to drop it in. And I just thought Selleck did a good job of buying himself a little real estate, using his arm, kind of holding that defender off.
Yeah, and that's a pre-practice thing we do every single day in our zero period. We call it deep ball. He needs to position himself where he stays inside the football, and he's always going to catch the ball over his outside shoulder. And when you see what you work on in drills every single day show up on film, that's exactly how it is. It's no different than if you were watching a game of basketball. The center is getting fronted by the
low post basketball.
He's got to hold him off. And then the either the point guard or the quarterback has got to deliver the ball over his outside shoulder, and that's exactly what occurs on this.
NFL open, right, Chip?
NFL open right there.
There it is. So he drops in perfectly, and that really was a huge play right there because you take a kind of a commanding lead at that point. Mm-hmm. But to get to that point, you needed to make a play defensively. When we look at this play right here, Chip, it's first and 20, and I thought Billy really did a good job of dialing up this particular pressure.
He did. When you play a quarterback, whether it's Peyton or Eli or someone that just has the experience they have, you can't play one coverage all the time. It has to be a constant changing, and that kind of chess match that goes on within the game is that, you know, we're in zone on one play, we're on man on the other time, now we have some pressure, and you're kind of keeping them off balance. And I thought that's what Billy really did, especially in the second half against Eli, to kind of not give him the same look all the time and make him think a little bit. And then the other thing we talk about is always attacking his hand. So you're trying to attack the throwing arm, you know, and not let the quarterback follow through. And I think our defensive line is really starting to grasp that concept.
Well, I thought they disguised it pretty well. I mean, you know, right here, Eli's looking at this. It looks a lot like two-man right here.
Mm-hmm.
Brandon didn't give this away, and D'Amico didn't give his ability to buzz out away pre-snap. And I thought they hit it from distance right from the snap right here.
Exactly. And we're getting a lot of production out of Brandon. He's doing a really good job. The unique thing about him is he's done a great job in his ability to cover in the slot, but he's really become a pretty good blitzer for us just because he's so athletic and he's just so sudden that he's going to get on the quarterback really quick. And he forces Eli to step up. And I think the push in the pocket, again, to attack his arm doesn't give him an opportunity to follow through. The other thing that I think goes unnoticed is the great job that Trent does. Mm-hmm. And Trent shortens the corner by really bending it hard on Beatty so that it makes it a shorter path for him. Sometimes when you have a D lineman that has to get up the field and he gets kind of washed by the tackle, Brandon's going to get washed and we don't have an opportunity to create pressure. But Trent really set the edge for us, and then you got another real athletic guy in Brandon that can carve it.
Really, I thought even Cedric Thornton pushing against those four right there. Eli, really, he felt it. He just couldn't step up high enough right there to avoid that arm getting hit.
And there's Ced going for the arm, trying to get his arm up and make sure that obviously Brandon's going for the back arm and Ced's got his hand up for the front arm, and now the ball comes out, obviously, in a position where Michael can pick it and put it in the red zone.
I mean, it's a game-changing play right there. It's 22-21 game. It's fourth quarter. I mean, it's NFC East. It's anybody's game. But this play in special teams, your ability to be able to down this ball and catch this right out of the flight, to be able to beat the single coverage on the outside and then track the ball like this. This guy, he's played so many different positions, and he basically plays receiver on that play.
He does. And, again, for us, to see what we practice on a daily basis show up in film. Obviously, Donnie's doing a great job on plus 50 punt, which has been great for us, but this is a drill we work on every day in punt. Mm-hmm. Obviously, he's got to beat the single coverage, but when you get inside the 10, we now have to be able to track the ball. We do a lot of work with soccer balls, trying to tap them back in, but also the biggest thing is for if you get inside the 10 and you have an opportunity to field the ball cleanly, then we're going to
don't let it hit.
Don't let it hit. Because you don't know with this ball, it's not a soccer ball. It's shaped in an odd fashion and can bounce in a different way. And just a great heads-up play by Brandon. But again, it's something that Coach Fitt practices every day with those guys.